when Silicon Valley mixes with the Republican convention. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. It is set to be Donald Trump's night at the Republican National Convention tonight, but billionaire Peter Thiel also has a prominent spot in the program. He's the founder of PayPal, an early investor in Facebook, and much more. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here with more. Lewis, first of all, remind us about this powerful and successful California businessman.
Peter Thiel has been in the news lately because of his long and deep dislike for the website Gawker, which at one point outed him as gay. And then more recently, there was this huge Hulk Hogan lawsuit against Gawker over a sex tape that was settled for $140 million. And then we found out that Peter Thiel was the shadow funder for that lawsuit. The latest is that Gawker founder Nick Denton is potentially facing personal bankruptcy as a result of the lawsuit. That news just out yesterday.
And there's been some hand-wringing in the media about the implications of that case for press freedom. So what's Mr. Thiel doing at Mr. Trump's big event, though?
Yeah, that's the billion-dollar question. He's been a vocal supporter of Trump, and Thiel is a libertarian. His big thing is unfettered capitalism. Here he is talking to the Morning Report a couple years ago about his business strategy.
You want to always aim for monopoly. We can debate whether that's good or bad for society, but from the point of view of someone starting a business, that's what you aim for. If you want to compete like crazy, you should open a restaurant, and you will get ferocious competition, but I think you won't do very well as a business.
That's Peter Thiel, who's also supported ideas like an offshore, unregulated island where startups could develop ideas. He really does stand out in this context. Silicon Valley has been pretty much allergic to Trump, doesn't like his views on immigration, on trade, on a slew of issues. And then the RNC has been pretty much allergic to openly gay speakers.
All right. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thank you.
Thanks.
General Motors profits more than doubled in their latest quarter. Pickups and SUVs keep selling in North America, but the company has cast a wary eye on its future sales in Europe now that the UK is leaving the EU. It was the strongest quarter for GM since its bankruptcy. GM stock is up 3.6% in early trading, but Southwest Airlines is feeling the pinch of competition, and its profits today were lower than expected, and the stock was down 10% in early trading. At the Republican convention, a discomfort, if not outright rejection, of identity politics. But a powerful corporation seems to have a different take on this. Tomorrow, the Walt Disney Company introduces its first Latina princess on the Disney Channel. Elena of Avalor will have her own half-hour show that'll air in 25 languages in more than 150 countries around the world. Marketplace's Adrian Hill takes a look at the growing Latino audience and why Disney is embracing it now.
Elena is a thoroughly modern Disney princess. No time for true love, no obsessing over magical kisses.
I'll take charge like the leader I know I can be and take care of all those who are counting on me.
She's a sword-wielding, magical cat-riding 16-year-old trying to do right by her kingdom and her family. Executive producer Craig Gerber created the show. He says he got the idea a few years ago, working on another Disney show, Sophia the First.
While I was immersing myself in that world of Disney princesses, I quickly saw the need, desire, and demand for a Latina princess.
And he and his team brought the idea to Disney.
It's at a time where the company is looking to be more diverse in their entertainment, and so I think they were willing to give us a chance.
Disney could also look at some pretty compelling demographics. Latinos currently make up 18% of the population. They are relatively young. And according to Nielsen, their buying power was $1.5 trillion last year, up 50% from 5 years earlier. Jessica Gonzalez is executive vice president of the National Hispanic Media Coalition.
It makes all the sense in the world to have a Latina princess. And, you know, better now than never, I guess.
The first Latina Barbie came out in the 1980s. Dora the Explorer started back in 2000. Disney theme parks have had quinceañera packages for years. So why no Latina Disney princess till now? Elena was trapped in an amulet for 41 years, but I don't think that explains it. Frances Negron Montaner is a professor at Columbia University who researches media and race. She says part of the reason is that for years, media companies could take Latino audiences for granted.
We know that Latinos consume media or over-index to their numbers.
But today, as the media landscape gets more competitive,
So it's become very important for everyone to be able to tap the maximum level on all audiences.
A strong Latina princess created from a mashup of Latino cultures could give Disney an edge on screen, in stores, and in its theme parks, even if she is a little late to the ball.
Look, it's Elena!
I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And the CEO of Tesla yesterday talked about his master plan, a vision of roofs made of solar cells with built-in batteries and Tesla buses, further conjuring a vision of Tesla as a public transit company. There would be big electric trucks as well. Elon Musk is stressing sustainable energy by shifting away from fossil fuels linked to climate change. But many parts of his plan lacked a time frame. Michigan-based industry analyst Michelle Krebs is quoted using the word grandiose about Musk's big plans and saw no mention of just when Tesla might become profitable. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.